You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Milwaukee Common Council committee has delayed a zoning vote for a proposed Moxie Hotel near the Fiserv Forum. It follows legal concerns raised at a meeting yesterday. The project, backed by construction unions and the Milwaukee Area Labor Council, faces opposition from another labor group organizing workers at a nearby hotel run by the same developer. Supporters say the seven-story hotel would create union jobs, while opponents argue the site could better be used for a larger development. It was up and out early last night. The stuck boat that some have cheered and some thought was an eyesore was firmly on dry land before dark, with a team from All City Towing spending all day hoisting and tugging it from Lake Michigan. Traffic in that area near the Milwaukee Lakeshore was a mess most of the day yesterday. The boat's owners ran out of gas back in October and got it stuck. Since then, vandals and those curious descended upon the vessel. Wisconsin's largest ginseng operation is feeling impacts from the trade war. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Will Su is the president of Su Ginseng in Wausau. They grow their own and process it from Canada, but they've got a warehouse full of ginseng that nobody's buying because of the tariffs.
Due to the trade war, tariffs on ginseng are now approximately 117%, which has doubled the price of the product to the importers.
Wisconsin produces most of the country's ginseng, and Su says most of his market is overseas.
A lot of companies are choosing not to import ginseng from Wisconsin. They're choosing to buy the product from Canadian producers or from domestic producers in China.
Su says now that the buyers aren't interested in buying from Wisconsin anymore, they've planted less ginseng than ever before.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
A fast start helps the Brewers get a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens. Reese Hoskins hit a 2-RBI double, and Jake Bowers followed up with his 2-run blast to give Milwaukee a 4-run first inning.
Bowers into center field. Myers is back. He is running out of room, and that's down! Number 3 for Bowers.
That call courtesy of FanDuel Sports Wisconsin. Milwaukee won its third game in a row with the 4-3 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Brewers used offense, defense, and pitching to win.
We put up 4 early, and the pitching staff, you know, again, Uribe didn't throw as bad as the numbers, but his pitch count got up, and then Mears came in again, second night in a row, and just pitched out of a jam unbelievably, and McGill was electric.
Starting pitcher Chad Patrick pitched into the seventh inning.
Chad continues to show that he belongs here, and 6 2/3 of, you know, flawless against a good ball club that's obviously, look at their names in their lineup, they're very, very good ball club.
William Contreras was given heaps of praise for his work.
Give William credit, he's playing with an injury, and you could tell him it affected him tonight, but in a big situation, he comes up and throws that guy out at second base. Just a hustle play that, you know, big time play. So you got to give William credit for all of this too, with the way he's calling a game, the way he's receiving, the way he's throwing. He's been a huge part right now.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. It'll be the same two teams, Brewers and Astros, again this afternoon. Milwaukee gets the day off tomorrow before playing the Rays this weekend. 1 week from today, the NFL will announce its 2025 schedule. The Green Bay Packers will have 8 home games and 9 away games. In addition to the home and home games against the Bears, Vikings, and Lions in the NFC North, the Packers will play each team in the NFC East and AFC North, as well as Carolina, Arizona, and Denver next year. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. No one told Jennifer Aniston life was going to be this way. The Friends actress was a victim of vandalism earlier this week when a 70-something-year-old man tried to crash through the gates of her home. He tried to escape, but it's like he was always stuck in second gear. The actress was home at the time of the crash, but was uninjured. KABC in Los Angeles says the man was booked for felony vandalism and the investigation is ongoing. Although it hasn't been her day, it could still be her week or month or even her year. Blue's Clues star Steve Burns says waiters made more than he made hosting hosting the popular children's show. Burns talked about his meager earnings while appearing on Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom podcast. Burns told Wilson that although he didn't get paid much, he didn't mind at the time because the Nickelodeon show was a side hustle and that most of his income came from voiceover work. The former fake animated dog owner said when he landed the gig, it was after auditioning for what he thought was a voiceover. That's called having a horseshoe up your ass.
Partly cloudy. We'll get to 61 for a high today. The wind out of the north to northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 47. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezier and cooler with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.